We have a nice get together with the Foundation for Community Health, where we present different interviews with different nonprofits that the Foundation for Community Health is involved with. We have over the past 2 years when we've been doing these interviews, realized how important the foundation is for the directions and the initial financial help and the setup help that they do throughout the tri-state region. And this morning we're going to be speaking with Kathy Coyle, the executive director at Brooker Memorial here on Robin Hood Radio. And we'll say good morning to Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning to you, Marshall. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. The name Brooker Memorial, I'm sure a lot of people have heard it. I'm not sure many people are really aware of what it is, why, how it came into being, and what the original mission for Brooker Memorial was, and how that might have changed and expanded over the years. So I guess we can start off with the question of exactly what goes on at Brooker Memorial, and when was it founded? What's the history of it?
Sure. Well, we could do the whole interview and more on that, but quickly, Brooker Memorial, the full name is the Mariah Seymour Brooker Memorial. It was founded in 1918 by Charles F. Brooker, who was a Torrington native and had done very well in the brass industry, and he wanted to do something to remember his mother. So he established the Mariah Seymour Brooker Memorial in memory of his mother, so it bears her name. And our early programs in 1918 included a day nursery program. It included housing for nurses who were working in the area, and community health services way back in 1918. And over the years, we have kept to our mission of serving the community's health and welfare needs. And today, our programs have evolved as the community has, and we serve the greater northwest corner in all of our programs that include pediatric dental care, child care, and children's pediatric therapy. So that's where we are today, with a few more programs that maybe we can chat about.
Yeah, well, it's interesting to talk about your mission, because obviously way ahead of the times when you were focused on children and families, which now once again has become a major focus in medical, psychological, the well-being of children, and at such an early age, the better off that children are treated, and better chances they have in life.
So true, so true. He was a pioneer, and we're so proud that. That I'm proud that I can be part of this great organization that really understands that, and we stick to our mission, which is to prepare children for lifelong success. And you can do that in so many ways. But as you mentioned, Marshall, the early years are critical, and what research has shown is that if children have at least one trusted, loving person in their life, they're so resilient and they can overcome so much. So that love and trust, and surrounding children with that, is so critical.
You know, it's just one of those things we always hear about, a good breakfast, a good day, start young, you start food healthy-wise and everything. And this, to me, when you talk about when it started, it's so ahead of its time. So let's talk about some of the important programs, because obviously this is not a one-program-solves-all mission that you do at Brooker Memorial.
That's very true, and I think I was asked to come on the air and talk about our pediatric dental program, yeah. So I would be happy to do that.
Okay.
So we have been doing providing dental care to children since 1994, and our dental program was founded by Dr. Isidore Temkin to serve the needs of children in the area, and that program has expanded significantly over the years. And in 2006, I was approached by the Foundation for Community Health and asked if Brooker would provide a school-based dental program. There was evidence through a study by Harvard that showed that many children in the Region 1 schools were not accessing dental care at all, and the decay rate was high. So the foundation, as it has done for many years, wanted to solve a community health problem. And we have been delighted to partner with them for the past 15 years, providing dental screenings, cleanings, fluoride, and sealants in the schools. So we've been doing that, and this year we marked 5,000 visits over 15 years.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I do believe that this was probably one of the first projects when after the Foundation for Community Health was organized that they put extensive research into and really carried out. I think this was their first major project.
I think that it was among the first projects. I think they did some work with transportation and perhaps some other programs, but it was early on. I think Nancy was fairly new, and I was fairly new at the time at Brooker. So it is something that we're both very proud of.
For people that are listening, by the way, we're speaking with Kathy Coyle, Executive Director at Brooker Memorial. Give us an idea, a story about how this has impacted someone's life, whether it's a family or whether it's an individual child in that family. I mean, you must have a ton of those stories.
Well, we have a lot of stories, and you know, because it's a pretty narrow focus of dental care, the stories they're pretty similar, but they're all impactful. And I think the stories really have to do with a child comes to school in dental pain, and most likely he has a cavity that may have progressed to an abscess, and all he knows is that his mouth hurts, and he is not learning, he is not paying attention, he may be acting out in class, because you can't learn if you're in that much pain, and anyone who's had a dental issue knows what that feels like. So we have had a couple of instances where the child has been signed up for the program, our hygienist sees him or her, and you know, immediately discovers that there's a significant problem. And we're able to work with the school nurse, and we're able to contact the parents and quickly refer that child for the care that he or she needs. So, you know, I don't think I want to, you know, I can't share specific cases, but that is not a one-time occurrence. So I think the great impact that this program has is the ability to go to where the child is and not require the parent to take an afternoon off to drive the child all the way to Torrington to see the pediatric dentist, or to go to a dental practice that accepts Husky if that's what the insurance they have. So we've been there, we've treated these kids, we've gotten them the care they need, and to me that's the most important thing that we do and what the foundation has enabled. So it's a general story, but so impactful.
Kathy Coyle is the executive director of Brooker Memorial. How did you come to the Brooker Memorial? I mean, how did you enter into the healthcare field? A little background on yourself.
Sure. I grew up in Harwinton, so this is, and my family's from Torrington originally, so this is home to me. But my career had been in the New Britain area, working in a chronic disease rehabilitation hospital and then working in the social service sector at the YWCA of New Britain. So I'd built some leadership skills for sure, and saw this opportunity just out of the blue, and my kids were just getting into elementary school, and I realized working in New Britain, I was going to miss a whole lot of their life if I was at evening meetings in New Britain and they're in school in Harwinton. So this opportunity came up, and I was fortunate enough to be selected, and I've been at Brooker now for 18 years. Wow. So it's been a great run and a great experience.
And for people that are listening now, is there a telephone number people can call to get information about you?
Absolutely. We'd love anyone to call us at 860-489-1328. And we also have a great website. If people are interested in dental, they can go to brookerdental.org or brookermemorial.org for all that information. And on our website, our dental website, we have two great YouTube videos on there that are great information about oral health care and what decay looks like and how to prevent it. And I would really encourage people. One is geared at younger children, and one is geared at older children. But they're great YouTube presentations that will give a lot of information.
All right. That is Brooker Memorial. Kathy, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today.
My pleasure. I wish we had more time because there's so much to talk about. But I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Once again, our cooperative effort with the Foundation for Community Health, and you see how important the Foundation for Community Health is. I do believe this was, I think this was their first major undertaking. I can remember when they did the field study and put this all together, but what the Foundation supplies to our area and to nonprofits in leadership and guidance and finance. And then once the program's set up, they're hands off. When they set up these programs, they're there with the need to help Foundation for Community Health. All right, it is once again we do these interviews twice a month. To show you exactly how important the foundation is and when it was created and what it's done over the years and what it continues to do, not only here in Connecticut, but across state lines as well, Foundation for Community Health.